wishing you a really lovely Tuesday, and I hope you're keeping very well this week. Just to say before we begin today's teaching that on Saturday I held the first 3-hour workshop that will be held every 3 months. Our next one is on the 2nd of April. Thank you to the women who showed up on the day. And just to say, you were so open and vulnerable as well to be able to share a lot of your deeper emotions that came up in the class, particularly after one of the visualizations we did. I really appreciate that you're, you know, showing up for yourself, but also sharing within a group setting so that other people can, you know, I think when we share, we realize that we may not be going through this on our own, but also it inspires and helps other people maybe when they're going to be going through something similar or something similar comes up for them. So thank you so much. I know that people are really busy and have busy schedules. Totally understand that and write that myself. But I would really hope in 2022 that more of you will start attending the classes live. The replays are always available if you can't make it. But the thing about replays is they don't always have the same impact as when you're actually sitting there in the class going through it yourself. And particularly on Saturday, we did so much. Like, we covered so much in that 3-hour space. When you're not there in the moment, sometimes to listen to a 3-hour replay could feel quite long and you may not even do it. So I've sent you a list of the events for this year up to May, which are all of the classes. So hopefully you can mark them into your diary the same as you would if you're booking to go for, you know, a hair appointment or a doctor's appointment or to meet a friend, that you book these things in and keep accountable to show up for yourself. If you're not interested in classes at all and you never come to classes, that's no problem. And I know actually only a very, very small percentage of you do come to classes, and that's completely your own choice. But if coming to the classes is something you want to do and you don't make the time for it, you have all of the dates now so that you can put them in and keep yourself accountable by showing up on the night. So as we move on to today, we did talk a lot about in the class on Saturday around this part of us about valuing ourselves and achieving our goals. And what was very, very prevalent within that is a lot of how we feel about ourselves in the present moment. A lot of the drivers that, you know, get us to move forward in our life, and a lot of the emotions that stop us from moving forward are actually all connected to a very, very young part of ourselves. Now, we are going to be doing a whole month on the inner child in March, so I'm not going to get too much into that. But what I did really see in that time, and I know I talked briefly about this before over the last couple of weeks, but is this part of like who we were born to be when we were born perfect and whole and complete, and who we've become. And what I'd like you to do today is to take a moment, or whenever you're listening to this, and ask yourself, who you think the truest, realest version of you is. Is it a happy-go-lucky person? Is it a fearless person? Who is that? Because you were once that at some point in your life. You were once that person. And it's about trying to get back to that part of you. And when we recognize that we're not who we, you know, we look at who the realest, truest version of ourselves, and then we look at the version of ourselves that we are now, and try to see, are we bringing any parts of that true version of ourselves forward? Are we living completely as our true self, or are we just actually completely different to who we are? And the reason I'd like you to do this is because when there's a lot of things that have happened in your past that have shaped you to be who you are today, and that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with who we are today. There are so many amazing qualities about all of us, and we have to be in the present moment. But I want you to be you, and I want you to be living from a place that you can absolutely create and experience anything that you want in your life that is possible for you. So by doing this and understanding perhaps at what point that part of you stopped being that part of you, it's important to say, well, how can I go back and change that energy? Can I reshape reframe the memory that I have of something difficult that happened that stopped me? Can I tap back into the energy of when I did feel really good in myself, when I was energetic and creative and imaginative and fearless? And how can I bring her back? This is so important because that will help you to start to move forward. I was having a conversation with my own husband about a week ago about when I get very panicked. I get very anxious when I'm like in the car, for example, and I'm not driving. Love driving, but when I'm not in control, just even as a passenger with him, and this even happened over the weekend when we went away down the country and we were driving on like big roads and everything, I was the same way. I'm a really bad passenger in my friends' cars, and I'm constantly looking out for like what's going to happen and what minding everything. But I'm also the same in a lot of other situations. And my husband was saying that when he met me, like 13 years ago, and he knew me long before that, but like when we properly started going out 13 years ago, I was not like that at all. I was not that way. I was not like that in the car. I was not panicked and anxious about other things. So it really got me thinking that some things had started to happen about 2 years into our relationship, family stuff, that started to get me very, very panicked. And actually, I related that panic back to a younger part of myself as well. So I was able to draw the two, that the panic, that the stuff I panic about now is different, but it actually was a panic that was there from a very, very young age. Now, when I went prior to that age of being very, very young, I was able to find the part of me that wasn't like that. So what I've been trying to say to myself is, okay, I once wasn't like that, and now I've become this. This is not me like this. And you might say that to yourself, like, that's not me. That's not who I am. That's not what happens. And yet we're like acting out the behaviors and the responses and the reactions as if it is us. So it's like, who's in the driver's seat? These parts of ourselves that have had bad experiences, are they driving our lives? Or are we as our true self driving our life? And generally, all of us, you know, we are driven by different things that have happened to us in past experiences. It's normal, and I don't think you'll ever fully heal it, but the awareness of it will really help you. So how does this link into valuing yourself? Well, it links into valuing yourself because if you are your true self and you are connecting to that truest version and you are living as that person or bringing aspects at least sometimes as yourself, as your real self, there will be a feeling of calm and balance within. There just will be. And that will also start to shift this part of the valuing, because valuing yourself comes from a lot of thoughts and emotions and beliefs. That's where it all starts from. Because when we were born, we valued ourselves, but over time it changes. So when we start to reframe these things, which we will be doing in March, we will be going right back into childhood stuff and reframing and reshaping so that we can allow ourselves to move forward. So just something for you to think about today, but it is a really important part. And also, if you do want to listen to the replay of the 3-hour class, book a slot in your diary of when you're actually going to do that. Because again, accountability for ourselves is extremely important. I talked on Saturday about, I know that some people even find it hard to listen to the text sometimes. And you're talking about 2 times a week, you get a 5 to 10 minute audio, and it can be hard to find time. And I get that. Sometimes those texts might come in on your phone, and it's just like, oh yeah, I'll look at that later. You've become so used to getting them. Start to really look at when you can listen to them. You've picked a time that you want them at. That doesn't mean at that time you're going to be available. Maybe when you're getting ready in the morning, put on the teaching. Maybe if you're in the car and you're able to put your phone through your sound system in the car, listen to them. If you're sitting on the bus, listen to them. You know, a lot of the teachings are about just kind of a nugget of information that might just plant a seed in your mind of thinking or looking at things in a different way. So accountability is a really big piece of what we need, you know, in our lives to be able to move forward. And there's only so much that I can do to help you be accountable, like sending reminders for classes, sending you texts, sending you teachings. You've got to show up and connect with that to really make that work for you as well. So I wish you a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you really soon.